We are on Daf, Dalet Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Abayu Shore Livnei Bahemdach Lishchufei Nare. Abayu was matter from the people of the city of Bahemdach Lishchufei Nare. What does Lishchufei Nare mean? That is Irashi, Lishchufei Nare, Laker, Anfei, Ilonis, Agdelim, Benor. It seems these branches were blocking the flow of the water. So Zbaya was matter to do this, Bechalamoit. Rabbi Yirmiye, Shorilu, Livnei, Sachusa, Lemichre, Nare, Tmime. Rabbi Yirmiye was matter to dig out a Narot Mimo, that means it was Sosom, it was Fashtopt, and it was matter to open it up. What does Rashi say? The Michrei to Narot Mimo, Lefanois Mekur Hamayim Shenistam, the source of the water was stuffed up, so it was permitted to open that up. Rav Ashi Shorulu Livnei Moso Machasio Lakduchei Nar Bunitz. Rav Ashi was matter Lakduchei Nar Bunitz. What Lakduchei Naros? Rashi says Lefanois Shirtain Shebeemtza Hano. Seems there's a lot of silt in the middle of the river, and that was also blocking the flow of the water. Omar, he said, Kivun de Shosu Minei Rabim, since Rabim drink from this, Kirabim Domi, so it is like Tzorche Rabim, Osnan Oisim called Tzorche Rabim. The Keren Eure brings, Kivun de Shosu Minei Rabim, Kirabim Domi, that means that by Emerson, this Nar belonged to a Yochid. But given the shosu minei rabim, but since rabim benefited from this nar, is kerabim domu. Now, before we go further, let us see the Rosh. The Rosh brings down a Yesedis kekeraivet, and Allah and Shulchan Aruch we paskin like the raivet. The Rosh is on the Flamed Amid Aleph. It's Abaye, it's after two lines after the Tzatz Gemore on the second Amid and the Flamed Amid Aleph. Abaye, Shorunei, Behamoch, Luschufei Nara, Perish, and Oflu, Avonim, Boofo, Umonu, Merutzosoi, that a different shot that Avonim and Ofer were holding back the flow of the Nar, the Notlum, and so they took it out, Liyoy Seichev Kivatchila, that it should flow the way it flowed in the beginning. Rabbi Yirmiye Shorulu Levnei Sachusa Lemichre Narot Mime, Rabashe Shorulu Levnei Mosa Machashe Lagduchei Nar Birom. The different Girsa Nar Birom, Omar, given the Rabim Shosmenei Tzorchi Rabim Ninu, V'tono Oysen Kol Tzorchi Rabim. Perish HaRaivetzal. Now, this last shot, it doesn't learn like Rashi, that there was silt, that was Ma'akev, the flow of the river. Perish HaRaivetzal, Sho Yorochoik Hanar Mibirom Heir. This river was far away from the city. And they had difficulties to go all the way to the river and bring water with buckets. That was a very difficult matzah. The kotchu es kedaisov. So therefore they made a kotchu, they made a hole through the banks. Ve'hiviyu es hamayim derech charitz al ha'ir. So it was a big process of there was a tremendous distance between the Nar and the city, and they made a hole in the banks, and the water went through the scharitz to the city. For Omar, given the shosu rabim minei, since rabim will drink from this water, what is pshat ki shosu, given the shosu rabim minei, ki hoyo livnei biro ma'at boiris, that means in the city itself, they had boiris, they had ditches, which they used to drink water from that. But it was difficult to be maspik with this water alone. Ba'ato yishtu mayim rabim min hanor ba'avoche. Now, by canaling the water of the nor into the city, so now there'll be a lot of water to drink. So this is Tzolche Rabim. This is called Tzolche Rabim. V'chol Eilu, now he starts explaining. Afal pi shoye teirech godu, this was a big teirech to bring the water from the Nahr to the city. Ufahesye, v'kivin meloche b'moyik, and was also kivin meloche b'moyik. That means they knew all along that they needed to bring the water from the Nahr to the city, and this wasn't nischadish in chalamoyik, but it was kivin meloche b'moyik. Faker, so they knew all along, but during the year, people are busy, and they can't... You can't expect them to give up their jobs and go to work for the Tzolche Ha'ir. But there was, as we'll see later in the Raivit, but there was, this, about the Chalamoid came, when Chalamoid came, so everyone is off, no one is working. So then they said, now Rabbi Yisai, we have to go and now we have to do something. Roll up your sleeves. Now we're going to start digging, and we're going to make a canal to bring the water from the Nahr to the city. Afal pi kein hitelahem, he was matter. Shetzolchei rabim, it's a teirech godel, it's fahesye, it's kivin meloche. Shetzolchei rabim einam nigmorim. That means that what the necessities of a rabim cannot be accomplished. Elo b'shas habatola can only be accomplished when people are not working. Umishum de domi likedeira de bei shutvi. That means tzolchei rabim is like a kedeira of shutvi, but the Gemara says loy kariri v'loy chamimi. It's never cold and it's never hot. That means you can never, by tzolchei rabim, it will never get done. U'bishoshein b'teilim. But you have a time when they're bottled, no one's working. Umischabrim kulam, then everyone will get together, everyone will pinch in. V'oisin, then it'll get done. Im lo yasa oz, and if it will not be done then, lo yeyasa lo ilam. So forget about it, it'll never be done. This is the only time it could be done. Don't have any better time to chalamoid. Finally, we have a chalamoid vacation. No. This is the time that everyone goes together, and we do something which l'chayre is k'neged the ruach and spirit of chalamoid. But al kaponim, this is the rabim needs it, and this is the only time and way that it can be done. The garsina bi Yerushalmi kohodo the bnei sakuse, the bnei sakuse was a place. Ispachto masvoso. The melchitz broke down. Perish melchitz shel ir sheshmo sakusa nifchaso. Vishori lohu mevdino bemoit. So they were matter to fix the melchitz in chalamoit. Minhodo. O mesaknem es kilkuloi hamayim shabushus arabim. That's what matter. So the Yerushalmi asks, "Betriach bekivnu?" That means your matter atirche, your matter kivin meloche b'moy. The merchitz was broken for the last 3 months already. Perish petmiye kol kach itilam shein kivnu melachtem b'moy v'hoya boy toirech godu. We learned by Meleches Chalomoid, one is not permitted to be Mechavim Melachtoi. Omron, Eloi Misavda B'moyed Kedoin Le Misavdoi. If it will not be done now, it will never be done. V'chol Eile Yire. Now, the Ravid says further, Argemore, the Yerushalmi, Shaloi hoya litzayrech amoyed. That means there was no direct need in the moyed that this should be done. That means that there was boires. There was boires, as we had before. That means you can't say that they had to do it. They need what to drink in chalamoyed. That just like they drank the whole year from the boires, they can drink weiter from the boires. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Be'emison, all the work that was accomplished, the water didn't come to the city yet in Chalamoid. But the most of the work was done in Chalamoid, and afterwards, so they were able to finish it and bring the water. So the Te'eles of this whole Tirche was not in Chalamoid. They didn't derive any, they didn't need it, it wasn't a dire necessity in Chalamoid, and it didn't accomplish anything in Chalamoid, but it was a tzorchei rabin. For lohochi hita lahem mitayme de pashinon, the tzorchei rabin lo yeyosu lo oilom im lo yibamoid. If you will not catch the bull by the horns, if you will not use this opportune time for accomplishing this, he'll never get done. V'im taima, we're going to have later in the Gemara that chafiras boires, to dig a boir, is only permitted if it's solche hamoyit. That means if they need the water, then chafiras boires is permitted. But like this, you're not allowed to dig a boir in chalamoyit. V'im taima, maishna mechafiras boires, Sichin umaore shal rabim de beinen tzorech hamoy. So we need tzorech hamoy. Also mibnei shehein meleches umen. So he says there it's speaking about for beretz meleches umen. Ben yocher lishanis bu, you can't be mishane vim yishane yafsid bu. And he explains later, why is it meleches umen? Because you have to make that the boil should be, ki chafiri says later, lo hoisa, yeah. Chifiris boire shetzoich le toyach yofe. Lady explains this. You have to insulate it very well. Lahachzik meimel. Mitam zaosa chifiris boire sichemores le yochim. So he says later, the raivit, that chafiris boire is a maisa umen. So a maisa umen b'moyed is only mutter if it's tzorchei rabim and tzorchei hamoyed. You need these two conditions. Ma she'en kein, I will call eile maisa hedyetein, but this is a maisa hedyet. V'zeh hefrish yesh b'tzorchei rabim, ki maisa umen b'inon sheyei tzorchei hamoyed. Vim tzorech hamoyedu, af al pi shekivnu melachtem b'moyed, v'terech godol u'muto, v'haino chafiras boire sichna ma'ores, u'b'nei v'schus adir shalmi. Now this, the Karen Eire asks on the Ravid, in the beginning it seems that he said that v'nei schus was not a tzorech hamoyed. He said, "V'chol eile yirish lehoyel letzorech hamoyed." He goes on the Yerushalmi also. Avol ma'ase hedyet lebeinon tzorech hamoyed. Ma'ase hedyet, you don't need tzorech hamoyed. V'ayne dumye dechatites boireis sichen amoreis shemuta l'rabim אפילו אינם לצורך המועד, וכן היו כל אלו המייסים שבני הלמך ובני דחסוסו ונעבירם, אף על פי שלא היו לצורך המועד, מייסה הדייתם. זה מייסה כחביר אלוהי היסו אומנס. אין עדיין לחביר סבירי שצריך לטויח יופר להרסיק מימר. So the Raivit says Pshat in our Gemara, and that's what we pass in our Loche, that this Gemara is speaking about, it was a Maisa Hedit, it was a Tircha Rabbe, as al Pikein, it's Mutter if it's a Tzorche Rabbe, even though it is not a Tzorich Amoy. Now, let us just see for 1 minute, Taisvist Abbezam and Aleph. Taisvist Abbezam and Aleph says on the Mishnah, The Mishnah says, V'choytetin, the Mishnah says, V'choytetin oison. One is permitted to dig out from these boilers. This is a boiler b'shus harab. V'choytetin oison, so Taisva says, She'im nismalei ha-boil, the boil became full of silt, of his mutter lachtoit, you're allowed to dig out lahamikoi to make it deeper. She'ofor tichuach, because the offer is soft. So memele, so it's not a tirche. Avol lechoifro bitchile, she'akarke koshe, loy, mishum deiko tirche yiseiro. Now we see from Taisvis that Taisvis is choilik on the right. Taisvis holds, Taisvis does not at all mention the inyan of Maisa Umin. Taisvis differentiates between Chafira, which is also only if there's a Tzorech HaMoyed, but what is not a Tzorech HaMoyed, Chafira is also, and Chatita is Mutar, for it's not a Tzorech HaMoyed, so Taisvis says, because Chatita is not a Tirche Yisayre, and Chafira is a Tirche Yisayre. So Taisvis holds that a Tirche Yisayre is also if there's no Tzorech HaMoyed. Now, so the Keren Eire says, so our Gemara, that means by these inyonim of where they were, this was a Tirche Yisayre, the Keren Eire Tainis. This is not similar to Chatita, this is similar to Chafira. So we have to learn, according to Taisvis, that this Maisa is speaking about that there was a Tzorech HaMoyed. They needed the water taker for Chalamoyed. So it was a Tzorech HaMoyed. So then, just like Chafiras Boiris Amut, even though it involves a Tirchi Yisere, so Tzorech HaRab and the Tzorech HaMoyed will also be Mutter. Let us learn the Gemara further. Umisaknin es kilkulei amayim shebershu saram. Sarashi says kilkulei amayim kegoin avonim shenoflu machmas abor. So it seems stones fell into it, so that's called kilkulei amayim. And choytetin noflu tzreires bekarkois abor malo oison b'moy. So the Gemara says, Chatita in, Chafira loy. And here we're speaking about, these are Tzorchei Rab, Kilkulei HaRab, Kilkulei HaMayim Shabashus Rab. This is Tzorchei HaRab. It's a boy of the Rab. Chatita in, Chafira loy. Chafira is also. Omar Rav Yaakov, Omar Rav Yochanan, Loishonu Elo Shaim Rabim Tzrichim Lech. That when do we say that Chafira is also if the Rabbim does not need it for Chalamoit? Aval Rabbim tzrichim lehem, but if the Rabbim needs it for Chalamoit, afilo Chafira muta. Then Chafira is also muta. So we have the machlokes we just mentioned. According to the Raivit, the Chiddush is Chafira is muta, even though it is a Maisa Umin, and according to Taisvis, Chafir is mutter, even though it's a tirche yisayr. Aber kaponim, we have this memra of Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yochanan, that when it's a tzorech hamoed and tzorech rabim, even chafir is mutter. So the Gemara asks, v'chi rabim tzrichim lehem mishori. Is it mutter if rabim tzrichim lahem? Vosanya, we learned a baraisa as follows. Choytetin boirois sichin uma'orish shal yochi. Choytetin, one is permitted to be choytet. So let's learn like Taisvus. Choytet means that there's no tirche. Shal yochi. Ve'ein tzorech loima shal rabim. Avadu gibis arabim. Avadu gibis shalal to be choytet. Ve'ein choyfrin, but one is not permitted to dig boirei sichin uma'orei shal rabbi. Ve'ein tzorech loimer shal yochid. So chafire is osa, and chatite is muta. And it would seem from this paraisa, chatite is muta for everyone, say for a yochid, say for a rabbi, and chafire is osa for everyone. Is my love b'sherabim tzrichim lahem. So the Gemara learned that it is speaking about that rabim tzrichim lahem, rabim need the chafire, v'af al pikein, the Baraisa says that chafire is also. Not like Rabbi Yochanan that said chafire is mutter. So the Gemara says, loy, that's not pshat, b'she'ein rabim tzrichim lahem. Now what the Baraisa says that chafire is also, it's not a tzorech, that means the rabbim does not need it in chalamoit. They need it, I mean, but not in chalamoit. So it's a tzorech rabbim, which is not needed in chalamoit. So memelem, so it's also. So fine. So it's no stira. Rabbi Yochanan holds, if the rabbim need it, then it's chafire is mutter, afilu chalamoit, even though it's a tirchi yisera loy taisis. This baraisa in the baraisa is speaking about what the rabbim don't need it, l'tzayir chamoit, so then chafire is us. So, okay, so if it's speaking about that the rabbim does not need it, the chavosei, now it says two halachas in the baraisa. It says that a yochid chatit is mutter. The chavosei gabi yochid, so if it's speaking about you, there's no tzorech hamoy, so yochid is also speaking about there's no tzorech hamoy. She'ein yochid tzorech lahem. So, and that's muta. So the gemara es chatita mishori, is chatita muta when there's no tzorech hamoy. Vosanye, we learned another baraisa. Boirois sichin umaorish shal yochid. Koinsin mayim lesoichon. One is permitted, koinsin mayim lesoichon means that, Mr. Brewer brings down that he took make shomim pekelim minagag. It seems that the water accumulated on the gag, make shomim, and he takes it with kelim. Umaylech oisam leboyer, and he's allowed to go and fill up the boyer with these make shomim. And the mishmus is avshein tzorich lehemato. He doesn't need it now. Sheyesh beboyer mayim dai lechol yemei hachag. He has enough water in the boyer, but it seemed it rained and it's a shod. So he's taking now this water and putting it into the boyer. There's no tirche, it's not a big tirche to do this. Now, so boy reisichen amore shal yochid, koins in mayin lesoichon, he's permitted to take the water that accumulated from the gag with kelim and fill it up. Avol loy choytetin, but chatite is also. And one is not permitted to smooth out the stokim or to fill them up, the cracks in the boil. Vishal rabim, but if you have a boil sharab, chaytetin oison vishofin es sitkei. Ben chatit is also. So now, the first baraisa said that chatit is mutter. Here it says, chatit is also. So now, if you will tell me that here is speaking about that there's no tzorech hamoyed, and they're speaking about that chatit is mutter for yochen, there is a tzorech hamoyed, sounds good. But you just told me that they're speaking about when there's no tzorech hamoyed. So now, so and there it says it's mut, and here it says it's also. The elomai. So al kochel, you have to say that the baraisa that is mata chatita for a yochid, b'she yochid tzorchla. So al kochel, we have to say that a yochid does need it. The chevosa. So now let's go back to that baraisa. So that baraisa said that chatita is muta by a yochid, koshken by a rabim. Chafira is also by a rabim, koshken by a yochid. So now, if Chatita speaking about Shetzoich Lehem, the Chavose Gabi Rabim, so that halacha that says Chafir is also by a Rabim, is also speaking about B'Sherabim Tzrichim Lehem. So we see that Chafir is also a Felut Tzrichim Lehem. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, if Rabbim tzrichim lahem, you're allowed to make chafire, even though, according to Taisus, it's a tircha yisera, the raivet, it's a maisa umen. Here it says klo, that it's also. So the Gemara is chafire miyosa. So what are you telling me? Chafire is also. Vosanya, we learned a baraisa, a third baraisa. Boyreis sichin umaoreis shal yochid koinsin mayim l'soichem. You're allowed to bring water with it. V'choytetin oison, and you're allowed to make chatit. Aboloi shofin esit kayen v'loi choytetin l'soichem. Now, we have to know, sounds a little difficult. First it says v'choytetin oison, and then it says v'loi choytetin l'soichem. So the Lechem Mishnah, the Rishash, Tzeichem Tzua Lechem Mishnah. But Lechem Mishnah says, in Perik Ches, Aloch Adal, Milchus Yontev, Tzorich Loime, Dahach Hatite, Basra, Lechaitetim Lesoichem, Havi Kemoi Chafire. This is equivalent to Chafire, Vavetfei Michatite Kamaise Shehiter, Vezeu Shekosov Kan Lesoichem. Al-Kaponim, so the Lechem Mishnah differentiates that the two types of chatita. A chatita, let's learn the way we learned in Taisus Dav Beis. Taisus Dav Beis, Amad Alv said chatita is not a tircha, and chafira is also because chafira is a tircha yisera. So the Lechem Mishnah says, so the first chaitet, here we're speaking about a yochid, that needs it, is a chaitet in Oison, is a chatita, that this is a chatite that is not a tirchi yaseire, so that's permissible. V'loi chaitet in l'seichon is a chatite, which is equivalent to chafire, which is a tirchi yaseire, which is also for a yochid. V'loi sodin oison besit v'shel rabim choifrim oison. See here it says klo, that sharabim choifrim oison sodin oison besit. So here we have a klore baraisa that chafire is mutter for a rabbim, if it's a tzorchei hamoyim. And this baraisa is like Rabbi Yochanan. But now we had a baraisa before that said chatit is mutter by a yochin, chafire is also by a rabbim. So then we got into problems. Chatitas muta by yochid means when there's a tzayre chamoyed. That it says chafir is also by rabim if it is a tzayre chamoyed. El lokash yahach kamaisa. So now the first baraisa is shver. We just came now to the conclusion as follows. That chafir is a tzayre chamoyed is muta by rabim. If they need the water in chalamoyed. For yochid it's also, and chatita l'tzorech hamoyed is mutter for yochid. Alakoshe hachkamayse, tri tzorchi. So the Gemara says, you will say pshat in the baraisa as follows. Choytetin boyresh shel yochid, kshe yochid tzorech lan. That a yochid can be chaitet boiris. This is not a tircha yaseire when he needs it. He needs water and chalamoid. He's permitted to be chaitet. The ein tzorich loimer b'shel rabim en avad, the gemis aber shel rabim. You don't have to say that a rabim is permitted to make chatita. Kshirabim tzrichilam, tafilu chafirim muta. We don't have to say that chatita is muta by a rabbin. If the rabbin tzrichim lam, afilu chafirim is muta. So in the first bove, that's mata chatita by a yochid, he's also mata chafirim by a rabbin. Now the second bove, the ein chayfrim boi reisichin amore shal rabbin, b'shein rabbin tzrichim lam. Now the second bove that says chafir is osir is speaking about when ein rabim tzrichim lahem ve'ein tzorich loim or shal yochid avad givis from a yochid you don't have to say that a yochid is not allowed to make chafir if ein tzorich lahem that for a rabim is not allowed to a yochid is not allowed to make chafir for a tzorich lahem. You don't have to say that chafire is also by in tzorchlem, afilu chatite nami also. So memela, so we will miyashiv now all the baraises, and that's the maskonis advorim, that tzorchei rabim, if it's a tzorech hamoyed also, so then chafir is muta, and chafir according to Tosfos means tirchi yisere. Chafir according to the Ravid means maisa umid. But if there's a need for the moyed, so everything is permissible. Tirchi yisere and the maisa umid. If there's a tzorech rabim and not a tzorech hamoyed, that means, as we had learned in the Ravid, that means this is something that the rabbim needs. They won't derive benefit from it in Chalamoid. They'll derive benefit afterwards. But it's something that the rabbim needs, and it can only be accomplished if we'll use this Chalamoid, that everyone will work together, and then the rabbim will have it. Like this, the rabbim will never have it. Because this can only be accomplished through a united effort of all the rabbim together. So then the halacha is according to the Ravid, the Maisa Edyit is Mutter, even though there's a Tirche Yisere. And according to Taisvis, a Tirche Yisere is never Mutter if it's not a Tzorech Hamoy. Now, by a yochid, we have that a tirchem chatite is muta, if there's a tzorech hamoyed, and chatite is muta, which is a maise edyet, and not a tirche yisere, and chafire is also, either because it's a maise umen, or it is a tirche yisere, so chafire is also, even though there's a tzorech hamoyed. Let us see Rashi. Avoloi chaitetin oison. Here we learn that chatit is also, is the amrit bishloime. Ho diktonehi beraisu shalomailo. The beraisu we had learned before. Choytetin shal yochid. Here it says a yochid cannot be choytet. If you'll tell me choytetin shal yochid, haynu b'she yochid tzorich loy. There it's speaking about that the yochid needs it. Ikeluk mahay diktoni hay bereis avoloi choytetin k'shein yochid tzorich loy. So it's speaking about k'shein yochid tzorich loy. Elo eyuk misloho de choytetin b'shein yochid tzorich loy. But if you'll say that a yochid is permitted to be choited, afilu there's no tzorech hamoyed. Ken hodik toni avoloi choitetin ba mai muk mislo. So how are you going to say pshat in the braisa that says loi choitetin ba ye yochid? Elo mai bishay yochid tzorech loi. So we have to say choitetin is only permitted when it's a yochid is a tzorech hamoyed. Kloima ba mai muk mis aydik toni choitetin. B'sherabim tzlichim lehem, v'asanya sherabim chayfren oisem. Elokashe kamaisa diktoni en chayfren beire sherabim sherabim tzlichim lehem. Koshe lo beraisa diktoni oche sherabim chayfren oisem. Elo tri tzochi. So you have to say this. Tere tzvein tzoch loimer בשל רבים, אפילו חפיר המוטה, that's פשט. You don't have to say that חתית is מוטה by צורך, לא יודע, אפילו חפיר is מוטה. לאי קושה, לרבי יחנן, די אומה, לא ישונו. אגב, אורחה, the משנה ברורה brings down in תק מם דלת, we have here that a יוחד, even though it's a צורך המויד, only chatite is permissible, but chafir is also. So the Mishneh Brura says, afilu ein loy ma yishte, elo mibnei doiche karbe, also. That means, they asked chafir for a yochid, that means, he gets to drink with a lot of difficulties, but if he has what to drink, even though it's a doichik harbe, doesn't have too much and it's difficult for him to get him, al-kaponim, they were not mater chafire b'chol amoid. But, v'im ein masig lishtois klal, but what if he doesn't have any water? Finished, they can't get water. So muta gam lach per mechodesh per moyit. So then a yochid is permitted to make chafira also, even though it's a tiche yisere, even though it's a mais umin, it's permissible. Zokte gemore weiter. Oma ravashi masnisen nami deike. Now let us see the Mishnah for 1 minute, and then we'll understand the hemshech and the gemore. The Mishnah said on the beizam at Aleph, ומסכנם אס קלקולי המים שבשוס הרבים וחויטה תינויסו. These are already צורכי רבים, that is permissible, and the way we learn now, this means when it's not a צורך המויד, it's a צורך רבים. ומסכנם אס הדרוכים ואס הרחויבס ואס מקפייס המים. This is also a צורכי רבים, if it won't be done now, it'll never be done, this is also permissible. Ve'oisin kol tzorchei harab. Now, after this whole ariches advorim, you're allowed to this, this, and this. Ve'oisin kol tzorchei harab. So now, this is as a Omar Ravashi. Now let's get back to our Gemara. Omar Ravashi mas nisen amideike. This chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, and what we said before, that chafire is mutter des tzorchei rabim, that's pshat in the Mishnah, mas nisen amideike, diktoni oisin kol tzorchei rabim, kol lasuyei mai, lav lasuyei chafire. That means that they could do, if it's a tzorch hamoyed, afilo chafire will be mut. So the Gemara says, loy, no, it doesn't mean that, it means lasuyei hodesanye yoitzin lekavitz es hadrochim. We learned Tabaraisa, you're allowed to go on Chalamoy to take out the kaitzim, the thorns from the drochim. Ulesakin es rechoivis. You're permitted to fix the rechoivis ve'es astratois. These are drochim amafuloshim, where the Taisus HaRosh says it's speaking about these were marketplaces. The lomod es hamikvoitz, and you go out to measure the mikvoitz, if there's takim memso. The chol mikvish ein boy arboimso, and every mikveh that is not arboimso, magilunus oich arboimso. So you make sure that you fill it up with memso. Uminayin sheim lo yotzu, for also now this is Achiev and Bezen to see, and this was done in Chalamoid, and they needed an army to do this, and Haboisai, the Bezen made a hachroze, the first day Chalamoid, Haboisai, this and this and this has to be done, and then they did it. Uminayim, she'im lo yotzu, va'osu kol eilu. If they did not do this, Chalamoid, Shemesh Shemayim. I mean, this is the vacation. Once a year we have vacation, Chalamoid. Now we're going to start going and doing all these things. Shekol domim shenishpechu shom. Any shviches domim that will come about, male aleihem akosov kilohem shofchem. Bezdin did not make sure that this was accomplished in Chalamoid, that was the only time it could be done. So if it wasn't done, so every Shvichas Damim is Kilo Haim Shavchum Tamad Leima Boya Alecha Damim. So Memele, so that's Pshat in Kol Tzolchei Rabim. Kol Tzolchei Rabim means, Ravashi wants to say Kol Tzolchei Rabim means that one is that chafir is also permissible if it's a tzoyer chamoy. No, tzoyer rabbin means l'kavitz is a drocha masak nesol chayvis. So the Gemara says, they asked Ravashi, or behed yiktoni lo. I don't understand. That's not pshat in our Mishnah. Umisakten es adrochim, vesal choivis, vesal mikvois. This all says in the Mishnah before. Va'oisin kol tzolche rabim. It says va'oisin kol tzolche rabim. It can't mean kol tzolche rabim. These things it says before in the Mishnah. We'll see Taisus, what Ravashi held. Is lasuye mai, lab lasuye chafire. It's coming to tell us that chafire is mutter, shmamino, the stak araye from the Mishnah, that chafire is mutter. Before we see Rashi, let us see the Taptoisus, we'll understand what was pshat in the makshin. Lasuye hachtesanye. Kosal kedaitach tahayde kepore choche. So what's this kasha? How could you say that the kol tzolche rabim means l'kavitz es adrochem? It says mesaknin es adrochem. The bechlal mesaknin hadrochem lehave kivutz drochem. No, he was a psigvalde kedaiken. This tikun drochem in kivutz drochem. The tikun mashme shem mesakin hagav shushiyois vahagumais. That means the chesroinis in the derech gufe, that which is the atzmi is haderech. The derech alone has mounds of earth in it, or the derech alone has holes in it. So that's called tikkun drachim. And kivutz drachim, that means that there's zaitik yizach, and the derech is mesukim. But there are other obstacles in the derech which hinder the hilach haderech. So that's what the Barais is Moisef, and that's what the Mishnah is Moisef. Kol tzolchei rabim. Hilkach porich ochis. He says it's not right. It's going on chafira, maisa umen, atir yisir. It's going on something that's not a tikkun and that's from there. Umetaretz or Ravashi said no kolayle. Behediktonilu dava bechlal maskinen. That's called also tikkun drachim. The Tana wasn't medayik, azatikon, everything falls into the category of tikkun drach. One teretz, Taisa says. Inami, Taisa says, a very surprising teretz. I the makshah kushe, loyhosa masnisen, that's Rishash's gilshe, shkure bepiv. Loyhova, he didn't know the safe of the Mishnah. I mean, he didn't get that far. He knew the Chol Tzolchei Rabim, but he didn't know what it said before. Lo have yoda de goris bo umesak de mesadrochim. He didn't know that it says this. It's not so bad. I mean, let's not pat ourselves on our backs. I mean, by then the Mishnah had no bal peh, so dishtikl he didn't know bal peh. Faltik he didn't know dishtikl. So Mameli thought that that's pshat in this chelik of the Mishnah. Sitaki was unaware of a line in the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. Masnisa nami deike, the bisharabim tzrichem loy, the chafire nami mutter. It's rabim tzrichem, yeah. It's a tzrich amoyim. Lekavitzes adrochim, lefanois koitzim shebedochim. Magil and Liois Pesoichoi Arboimso. Then they measured the mikvois, and if the mikvois they were not memso, Magil Losoichoi Arboimso, She Magilim, She Negeya Bemikve Amesamai, Kideshi Yeheboi Arboimso. So Rashi says, how did they fill up the mikveh? They filled up the mikveh that it's Amesamayim. We'll see the Bach learns that this is speaking about a Mayan. That they made that a mayim should the water of a mayim should enter this mikveh. So the Bach says as follows. Nire de Perish zeh hu shel Rabbeinu Halevi. The Sfira le Rashi in Isha brings down that his Rebbe held, Rabbeinu Halevi held Amuyim de Kechidish. That just like a Zov needs Mayim Chayim for the Tvile, so a Zovo, an Isha Zovo, also needs Mayim Chayim. The Svirle, the Zovo, Tuna Mayim Chayim. So Mamele, so these Mikvahs, Mustama, were used for Noshim, and Noshim, Mustama, Asafik Zovis. So Mamele, so that's what Rashi had said, they had to make the Mikvah should be kosher for a Zovo. Aval das Rashi the Svirle Rashi Schoilik on his Rebbe. Leibine Mayim Chayim, so Chloima Magil Nesoichim Mem, so Aino Meg Shomim. That, I don't to get a Mayim, it don't make a Shuvim, but, Meg Shomim will also be sufficient. Kol domim shenishpachu shom kigoin bekaitzim shebedochim. That means if someone came and hurt himself on the kaitzim, on the thorns shebedochim, so it's voya lecha domim bezn is responsible for that hezek. Grad Rashi in the Ksav Yad. Rashi says that's a bigger chiddush. Kol domim, he says like this pshat is that nishpachu shom. It doesn't mean really shvichas domim. Literally, I mean, it could be literally was shvichas domim that they went and they tripped or they stuck themselves in the thorn. So there was shvichas domim, but not shvichas domim as we know that they were killed. Thorns can't kill. But Rashi says in the Ksav Yad, Ba'oisam rechayvois, shebo aleihem oivim. That means they were chased from sonim. V'layachlu livroyach mehera. And they were unable to run away quickly because of these obstacles in the rechayvim nergu. So this shvichas damim, mataki shvichas damim, this shvichas damim, Bezdin will have to, when Bezdin comes lamailo, Bezdin will have to give a din v'cheshbin on that shvichas damim. It's called, they were responsible for that shvichas damim. Hode kamre telasuye hani nami bediktoni b'masnisin. Misaknin elavad the Ktani Vaisan called Sol Herabim Lasuyech Firikos. That is the so we have a raya to Rabashi. Sakta Gemara Vaita. We had in the Mishnah Mitzainin Esakvoris. Otaisvis. Vahoya Alecha Domi. Perish Rabbeinu Chananu, Nokele Lahai Kromi Parshus Make, the Domi Lahai Vahava Mikshil. That's also the person that means, Lesosim Domi Veisecho, that means he's responsible for whatever occurs on his property. So Bezin is responsible whatever occurs in the Rishus HaRabim, which is under their jurisdiction to see that it should have been fixed. Now Tosfos makes a summary of what we had learned so far. Mimas nisin ima gemora yesh lumay, she'oso lahashkois karkois, one is not permitted to irrigate karkois, elo oisan bahavet dovo ha'ovet afkabeis ha'shlochim, she'yiskalkulu hatvue v'hilonis anituimbo. Vuhu adin l'shar avoydis karka osa b'chayli shomoyit. The Taisva says, v'ho damrin in the muta lahashkais, that by, when there is a hefsid, it's muta to be mashka, animili kigoyin ma'amas amayim oiveres besoda atzmoy. That's an amas amayim oiveres besoda atzmoy, the leke tirche yeseire. But to take with from a key line, my key line, so that's also. ומותר לסכן בוירויס שיחן ומאורש של יוחד. ילדת במסכן ושל רבים, במסכן, נתם מקנם לכתחילה. ושל רבים מותר לחפר לכתחילה, כבדי צריכי למאי, דהוכי סנגל אל כדפרישו. Since if they need the water now, so to צורכי רבים, and צורך המויד, so this is permissible. זוכת גמורה ויתר. מציינן אסא קבורס. אמר רב שמעון בן פוזי רמז לציין קבורס. Where do we find a remez that a kever, you should be מציין where kever is? מן התורה מנין. תלמוד לומר, so there's a פוסק in יחזקאל. Ve'ro etzem odom. A person will walk by in a derech and he'll see an etzem odom. Ubono etzloi tzion. So he'll go and make a tzion next to the etzem. And later there were special people when they saw the tzionim, the tzion, so then they went and buried it. But al kaponim, so that's what they did to know that there's an etzem over there. So we see this a remez. Let us see why is this called a remez. Let us see Rashi. Mitzaynin es ha-kvoris. She'oysen simonim al ha-kvoris besid. That's Pshat Mamishneh. K'de'om ha-be-merube shel kvoris besid. You cover kvoris with sid. De'chavo, it's white. Ka'atzomais. So it's like bones, so people know that there's bones of Niftarim there. Kidei, Shelo yelchu oilcheit oichlei truma lesham. That people who eat truma should not go over it or become tamei. So memela, that's why they covered it with sid. Now I had lechayra ashtikol ha'ore. Now, Rashi says that the purpose was oichlei truma, that oichlei truma shouldn't become tamei. L'chayre, oichlei truma are kahanim, so why do you have to speak about truma? Typically, a kohen is not allowed to become tamei. So, it could be that, Rashi wants to say there are more people involved than kahanim. You have a nashis koyin, a bas koyin, an eved koyin. I mean, oichlei truma, there was a lot of people that were eating truma besides. So Rashi said there wasn't only, that means the amount of people who were eating truma and would be affected by this is not only kahanim, oichlei truma, there was oichlei truma, some amela. So that's why there was a lot of people that they could become nitmo by these kvorim, so it's for them. Then I thought perhaps we could say it's a little different, that perhaps the need of this was because the halacha is that if a person eats trume betumas aguf, he's chayv misa bidei shamayim. A kohen that becomes tomei is alav. So it could be Rashi chapton misa b'day shemayim al tzachoymer advorim. That means if they'll become tomei oichlei trume, so they'll be chayv misa b'day shemayim. Could be. Now Rashi brings the pasuk tchsi v'ro etzem yecheskel misnabe ala osid lovoi sheyasu yisrael tziyunim ala tzomeis abgorim amishlochim. The remez hu, shaloi bo ha-kosuf. Well, let's take away, the side says, Rashi doesn't say Elon and Yaakov. Shaloi bo ha-kosuf la-hazir, ule-lamed she-ye-odom oy-se-tzir. So Rashi says, the postik says, that's what they're gonna do. It doesn't say that you're mechuyev to do it, but it says they're gonna do it. So, we learn from there that, it says you do it. So mistama the zechiyev taket to do it, but you can't build from that. Let's see Taisvus. Now we'll see the Bach. Remez letzion. The high call exceed ela laosid. That's what they're going to do. Avoloi bizman azeh. So we can't build from this But we can learn from this that if they're going to do it later, some of this aninyan that should be done now. The Bach wants to say, he has a different gears on Rashi, הפגורים המשלוחים בארצון ורמסו, תהיל זה המיותורים, שלא יבוע הכוסף להזר, ואומר שיודם אויסה ציון, the posik is not telling us that a one should make a ציון, ומשים הוכי אין צורך ציון, וכיוון שאין מטעמו באויל, מחסהו בקרקע ואין צורך לציין. So the Bach means as follows. The Pasuk that's speaking about, what is the Pasuk speaking about? The Pasuk says, V'ro etzem odom. A person, you're going to see a person is walking and he sees a bone of a odom. Etzem is not metame be'oil. An etzem can say is metame be'mage, be'oil you need the... Roiva atzomis, there's a shear of how much is metama ba'oil, but an etzim is not metama ba'oil. So the emison, outstume, so the whole problem is maybe he'll walk on it and he'll touch it with his bare feet. So cover it with earth and finish, a good and talk. So there, be'etzim, there's no need to make a tzim, because be'etzim, there's no chash of tumas oil over there. But it says don't make a tzion. But you can't say that it's taka. You have to make a tzion. There's another eitzah. We're talking about kvoris. By kvoris taka, our Gemara holds, you have to make a tzion. Because then people will walk over the kvoris will be unaware that they became tome. So but that's how the Bach wants to say pshat and Rashi. That Rashi means to say you can't learn out of chiv from there because they're the taka not a chiv since it's a etzem odom. Omar loy Ravina la Ravashi, omikame de leise yecheskel man omar. So he's saying it's mina teire, so before, if the teire wanted this, it's him is good, I can't prove it, you could say it's only, you know, do it, but there's no chiv to do. I'm telling you, but that's the real shot, because batsim there is a chiv. So if there's such a chiv, mikame de leise yecheskel man omar, and Anovi, the Maratzraeus explains, Anovi is not permitted to be Mechadish Adovel. So, Koch, if there's such an Indian, it had to say someplace before. He says, well, the Tameich, so he says, I'll ask you. Good, you have a Kashami. Hold on, Mav, he's the Dovel Zemi Teiris Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Lamad. No, but Divri Yecheskel Ben Buzi Lamad. Kol Ben Neichor Aralev. Everyone who's a benechos and is nakel ma'isav la'oviv shebashamayim, he's an aral leiv. Or the aral boso, or an oru, lo yovoi al mikdoshi lishosei. So it says here that a benecho and an oru is also to come to the base of mikdosh lishosei. Mikami deleisi yichaz. This is a posuk in Yechezkel. Now let me ask you. Here there's a lav already, lo yovoi. Mikami de leisi Yecheskel, man oma, so, the Yecheskel was machadish anisa, ele gemore gemiri lo, there was a lochel amoyishim isinai, vaosa Yecheskel, vaasmech akro. Yecheskel was masmech, this isa on a posse. So memele, hochenami, gemore gemiri lo, there's a lochel amoyishim isinai, there's a mitzvah to be mitzayin kvorem, vaosa Yecheskel, vaasmech akro, he wrote it on a posse. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, Kol ben Eicho, Kol ben Eicho, Ralev, Shnisnako Maisov, Loviv Shemashamay, Shenasa, Aralev, Oivet Avedizor, in the first break, based on Menoches, that's the Baskis, Aral Boso, what's Aral Boso? Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Milem, ולירוצו למוילוי שיראים פן יומס גם הוא כאוכיב לא יובוי על מקדושי לשורסיינים שאסורים בעבודם. So here our Or on this Rashi, Baruch Hashem, I found the Matzevus Moshe asks this Or. The Loshon of Rashi is very unclear here. Aral Boser is speaking about Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Mila. V'loirotzu l'moiloi, they did not want to be malim. Sheyereim, they were afraid. Peyomus kamu ka'ochiv. Now, the din of Meisu Ochiv Machmas Mila is not a din leirotzu. The din you're not allowed to. What's leirotzu? Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Mila. Then I had another ore, and I saw that in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down that Meisa Ochiv Machmas Mila, so it's brought down that what do? You wait till he grows up, he's Mischazik, and then you make the Mila. His brothers died when they were Ben Ches Yomim. You wait and grow a little bit, and then you make the Mila. So the Pesach Tshuva brings down a Neidibyude that says, he would say personally, that was Meisach Masmila, you never make a bris. It's finished, it's a sakone. But in Rambam, in Yosef, in Tur, in Shuknoch, it says you do make. So fine, you do make. So there was a Meisa that someone was Meisach, if two brothers were Meisach Masmila, he was 3 years old already, and he looked healthy. So he said, to make the bris, and Shuknoch says, he's allowed to make a bris. And the Chassam Sofer brings rayas, you're allowed to make a, so I hear the horror, and someone asked the Chassam Sofer this horror. Here we're speaking about, the Rashi says, L'shor Seini. So we're not speaking about a 3 year old, we're speaking about a Godel already. We're speaking about a Godel, so Meisu Ochiv Machmas Milach, Rashi wants to find for why I didn't make the bris, they should have made the bris. He's older than 3. So the Chassam Sofer says, so someone asked the Chassam Sofer this. So the Sofer says, pshat in this posik is as follows. B'yimei Yechesko, he says that a lot of Gdolim didn't make brisim. And then later they did tshuva, and the Gdolim made brisim. But then it so could be that the two of his brothers, they were 40 years old by the bris, and two of his brothers died already. One was 35 and one was 37, and he's 40, and it's his big brothers died. So here you can't say you should wait till he gets older. I mean, maybe you'll Kaponim, there's no taina why he wasn't mal himself. But Al Kaponim, that's one problem. But the or I had v'leirotzu l'moiloi, if the din is that there's a din of meisach machazil, the way the Chassam Sofer says, so what's v'leirotzu l'moiloi, sheyireim penyomus kamu ke'ochet. So, I found the Matzevus Moishe's Moira this, and he says that could be, Rashi could be Yisoysa himself. This is a machlokes, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, if Meisu Ochiv Machmas Mila has a din of a oro. Rashi on Ha'oro says Meisu Ochiv Machmas Mila is a din of an oro. And Rabbi Netam says he doesn't have a din of an oro because he's not Mitzuvah and Mila. So there's no Mitzvah Mila on him. So just like a Pochus Mi Ben Ches doesn't have a Teres Oro, the Moz Mitzadid. So Memeli says he also doesn't have a din Mila. So the Machlek is Rashi and Rabbi Netam. So that's why he did the Matzavus Moshe wants to say it could be this Rashi held like the Rabbeinu Tam, and really lahaloche he grew up already and they could have mauled him, but leirotzu lemoile didn't want to maul him shirei and penyomus. That means not halachically. If halachically you couldn't maul him, so this Rashi holds like the Rabbeinu Tam that he's not a noel. But leirotzu lomoyle, they're not shkotzim, they're not, I mean, they were scared, there was, the Yud also wasn't poshet, the schusamila be megan, and thus the Yud was also moire, that's not so poshet. So, leirotzu lomoyle means meikra din, they could have been malim, but leirotzu lomoyle sheireim, al kaponim, such a person is also lovi lishosein. Gemiri misinai. So that's the makor. Zog de Gemara weiter. Rabbi Bo Amo Mei Hoche, V'tomei, Tomei Yikro, A Tomei should call out, that he's tummy, that you should stay away from me. That Zakat says a din of tumah, you have to be call out, be mefarsam that there's tumah here, that you should separate yourself from this. And Omar Rabbi Yuzil Barbarei, the Rabbi Yuzil Rabbi, tumah, kairoloi proich. Yeah, kairoloi vaymeros loi proich. So the Mos says, vaila hochi yudos, umi boiler lich desanye. That's a different thing. Tome Yikro Tzorich Leidia Tzari L'Rabim Yes to call out Rabboisai Am Tome V'Rabim Mevakshim Olav Rachmim, that the purpose is that Fakel, that he should she get a Tfilos Rabim to be inspired of him. So Moses says him Kelichtoi V'Tome Yikro, let the Tome call out Mai V'Tome Tome Shmam Shamed Mino Tarti, that the Tome calls out that he's Tome, stay away from him. You should see there shouldn't be a mirshul if naivel. You should be mefana the derech. From kvarim. Rav China ne'omar harimu mirshul miderech ami. Rabbi Shua bereid Rabbi di omar veidatolem es haderech asher yelchu bo. That they should know the way they're going, where there's kvarim, where there's not kvarim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, tume koiro loy proich kloima, oisim simonim ala tume, kedei shiye margish upoirish, you should realize that this tume and it should be poirish. That they shouldn't be nichshol noisei truma v'taris. Now, from this Rashi, it would seem, and Einu Leon and Yaakov also described it, that not the problem is not that the oichel will become tomei, that the truma will become tomish, the taris will become tomish, that's a mitchell. Here it's called the opinion that the truma shouldn't become tomish, the taris shouldn't become tomish. Truma, der Sibo, Mishmeres, bei Truma says Mishmeres, der Sibo, Nina Satiros, Mishmeres, Truma Isai, Shiloi, Yehu Metamim. So this Rashi, I don't understand clear. I mean, Mishmeres, Truma Isai means you should not be Metam of the Truma. Asu Mishmeres, Le Mishmarti, that the Oichlei Truma should not be Metam of the Truma. It seems that, that they shouldn't be metam, that the Indian they should be metam of the truma. Let us see Taisvis. I mekam of the leisi yecheskel kloim lidocht amut bezman azahav min the reise. I came mekam of the leisi yecheskel avle kadosh bochul ashmina the tzorch tzion. Metare tzavi dvorm the kimlon the asurim in a teire. There are many things which are awesome in a teire. Like siv bekra elo bahaloch adosi yecheskel vahay yochanami. It's also the same thing. Rapopo masoilu soilu kol chad v'chad nokid mai bahave masi gadati. Each one taught a remez. Well, they pligi, not the, your eye is no good. Alulcha de milsa de kol chad masi gadaiti mai loy masi kavri adaiti. He taught a chocha from this posik, he taught a chocha from that posik. Yeah. And then the Gemara says, Ravina Oma v'som derech harenu b'yeisha l'kim. V'som derech, a person will make a simen, sh'oisen simen b'yeisha derech yelchu, harenu b'yeisha l'kim, avtochet rabbein shom will send them a Yeshua. Oma Rab Yeshua ben Levi, kol ha'shom oir choysov, a person is shom, that means he evaluates his ways, Zoyche veiroye b'shiosei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar v'shom derech artikrei v'shom elo v'shom derech arenu b'yeish alikim. What does Rashi say? Arenu b'yeish alikim, ze ha'shom orchoysov, What does it mean? He evaluates his ways. Amechashiv hefsed mitzvah keneged tzchor. Before he does anything, he makes a mathematical cheshbon. What am I going to lose? What am I going to gain? Uschar aveire keneged avseide. The shom k'may shomim. That means he evaluates, is it worth it? Is it worth it? So a person who always has a calculator with him, and he has the schar aveire keneged avseide, and hefsed mitzvah keneged schora, so if he'll go with a calculator all the time, so he'll be going on a pretty straight derech, and he'll be zeche b'yeshe elikim.